Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their Wannabe Naked Shave Cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can listen to all of our podcasts. You can subscribe on iTunes. It's that easy. We've got hundreds of shows you can listen to. And you also have to go to my website, sexwithemily.com. Put in your name. If you're not on our mailing list, we give away lots of good stuff. And you're going to get the report, the 5 biggest mistakes men are making in bed. And the 5 biggest mistakes women are making in bed. And I don't want you to be making those mistakes anymore. You might be making them, and I'm going to help you. And I just want to thank everyone for listening and always emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Very excited for tonight's show. First of all, I have Anderson here. Anderson, you're walking away as I'm talking to you.
He's that's good timing right there,
I know.
Emily.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
Great timing. Sex.
Anderson's helping me out with the show tonight. And we also have a great guest coming in, Mike Catherwood, who's the co-host of Loveline.
Excuse me. What did you say?
I was just talking to Anderson. No, what?
A great guest.
A great guest, including you.
No, Mike's
Oh, you don't think Mike's that great?
Mediocre.
How would you sum up Mike Catherwood before? Because he just texted me. He's like 2 minutes away.
Mike is always late.
Okay.
He's a miscreant with a very nice smile. who gets away with what most men would never get away with.
Because?
Because he's got that boyish good look about
him. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. I kind of think he's like the bad boy, but reformed.
He came in here like probably about a year ago. I work on Loveline with him, so I know
Yeah,
him
we all
well.
Work on Loveline. If you don't know Loveline, it's a long-running radio show. It's been on since 1984, and you can listen to the podcast now for free if it doesn't play in your city.
That's true. Yeah,
anyway, and Anderson, this, you've been working on it. Anderson does the board, does everything. Engineer?
Yeah, I've done everything on that show.
Okay, so go ahead. Let's cut to the chase. What's important now?
About a year ago, Catherine Wood comes in here, and I don't know any other person. I don't know any other guy in my life, and I know a lot of people. No one else could get away with this. He comes in, and he says, oh, look at that. I was masturbating earlier, and there's cum on the cuff of my shirt.
Yeah, he just said it like that.
And really? He laughs, and people are like, oh, my God, that's kind of funny. Like yeah. Anyone else says that, it's like get out.
I love that he
you're
has no filter.
Pig.
I know you're right. They'd be like disgusting, but he just smiles and gets away with it because that's who he is. You're absolutely right. And he sends me pictures of large black penises sometimes.
Oh yeah, texting usually
to me in the middle
small,
of the show.
Small white mouths.
Exactly. That's his fetish. Everyone's got the thing. So anyway, he'll be in soon. But Anderson and I are working together and here at the Loveline Studios, the infamous Loveline Studios, which everyone should check out. But this is Sex with Emily. So. Tonight, okay, so wait, here's one thing I got to talk to you about, Anderson, because you're a dude and you're more technical than I'm just, okay, I know, I'm a podcaster for a long time. I'm not going to say I'm a chick and I don't know technology and all that stuff, but I'm super busy and I just did something amazing with my technical life.
Well, I'm listening.
It's my cell phone.
I work in radio and I'm doing two things at once.
I know you are. So I've got my cell phone, right? Verizon.
It's broken.
It is broken. I've dropped it a million times. And I pay a lot of money for it, but I'm so busy that I never have time to do the bill. I never have time to check it out and see like, God, I should call them. I should get it reduced. What can I do? So I just came across Ting. Have you heard of Ting?
Yeah, Ting's a very good company.
Oh, my God. You can upload. So basically, I uploaded my account, my current cell phone service to in their savings calculator. They accessed my account. They looked it up and they saw I could save all this money. 98% of people save money with Ting. I'm totally switching over everything because I can go buy shoes now. I mean, I figured out I could save hundreds of dollars over the next 3 months.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my Catherine.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
So
no,
good
I just
you.
I had a cough.
I like how you're going to buy shoes. What would you do with extra money that you save with Ting?
With Ting. Do you know Ting.com? It's amazing. Cause
yeah.
It's, okay.
Do I know Ting?
Do you know Ting? You don't know a Ting.
Mike looks like a Tink. Twink.
I'm so happy to see you, Mike.
That was close to a disaster. I'm happy to see you. I do know Ting.
Okay.
And I believe in Ting. Ting's awesome.
It is. I went shopping. I already know the money I'm saving, and I know a pair of shoes I'm buying at Barney's that I've had my eyes on, and I'm saving hundreds
of dollars. In Beverly Hills?
Yes, I love Barney's.
I have friends over there.
You do? Will they give me a discount?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay, probably. Wait. So anyway, check out emily.ting.com, and I have a special deal if you want to like save money. $100 because you know why? Our cell phone companies, they charge us for so much crap we don't need.
Well, here's the problem. With all the taxes. major carriers, you end up paying for stuff you don't use.
Right.
No one uses the amount of texting and need and info and data and calling that you actually pay for. And it's not like you carry over the stuff you don't use to the next month. You
right.
just end up paying for stuff
oh
that you
God.
Don't use.
Right.
And Ting makes it great because you pay for what you use, and that's it. And what I really like about Ting, honestly, obviously saving money is great, but they're so transparent. Their company, they put everything out there. Like you said, they have the savings calculator. You go to the website. You have the website again
right.
that for people
yeah,
to go
pay,
to.
Okay, go to emily.ting.com, and you receive 25% off your first device purchase of $25 in service credit if you bring your own device.
But they put it out there, exactly what you will save, exactly how you'll do it. And also, the another great thing is that their customer service is real people, and they work so hard to be helpful.
I know. It's exactly it.
Yeah, no, it's a great company.
I don't use any of the stuff that I needed, and they tell me everything that I'm using, and now I'm saving money, and I'm happy. So go to emily.ting.com, and you get 25% off your first device purchase or $25 in service credit to bring. I love that you know this, to bring your device. Mike Catherwood.
That's right. Covered,
oh, my God.
Covered entirely by the awesome Sprint Network.
It is covered by the Sprint Network.
Yeah.
And Sprint Network is awesome. Sprint Network is awesome. So anyway, Mike.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well.
So we were talking about you before you got here, Anderson, because I was just saying, like, how would you describe Mike Catherwood if people don't know who you are?
Black. I would say the first adjective I'd use is black.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's not black. He said that you were like one of these like attractive guys who kind of gets away with everything and you smile and you get away with it.
Anderson said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely did. Yeah.
Dick.
It's true.
You're a miscreant.
I wouldn't say that that's far from off.
Hey, you know the guy
or
Booger?
Far from correct. What?
You know the guy Booger?
The guy who played Booger in Revenge of the Nerds? Yes.
Yeah, put his face on your face, come in here, and say, hey, look, I was masturbating earlier, and there's cum all over my sleeve. Isn't that funny? No one thinks it's funny.
See, but Mike can just kind of get away with whatever he wants. That's why I'm having Mike on the show today. Because
whatever I want? I mean,
kind of.
I mean, I've never raped
anybody.
You send
me pictures of big black cocks, and I don't even care.
That's true.
Besides Loveline, how would people might maybe know Mike Catherwood?
So Psycho Mike, Mike's been in radio for a long time, right, Mike?
About 12 years. Yeah.
12 years. And so he's the host of Loveline, which I'm sometimes the guest co-host on Thursday nights.
And we love having you.
I love being here. And you've done a ton of stuff. What is your – and you have your podcast?
Yeah, the Mike and Dr. Drew show. Well, I love doing that. I really do. I've come around to really like enjoy doing the podcast and being able to try and make it something that I think the audience would be into.
I think you're doing a good job.
I would say I hate to say it because I was so shitty on it, but for numbers alone, I would say most people probably would have exposure to me through Dancing with the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars, I mean,
like,
right.
It's like 30-something million people.
Okay, I didn't know you then, so I would have been glued to my television set. What was your takeaway from that? What did you learn? Like, how did it help you grow and change and learn?
Yeah, actually,
become a better
person? I mean, not to sound too cheesy because it's a dumb dancing show, but what I did take away from it is that, I spent a lot of time, especially as an addict, you spend so much of your life running away from things that scare you.
And dancing scared you?
Well, not dancing. Dancing doesn't scare me. I know I'm shitty at dancing. It's dancing in front of that many people. And then also, because I came from such a world where like I had engendered such passion and love from the listeners here at K-Rock in Los Angeles, which is kind of like this masculine rock and roll, FM, very testosterone-driven world, I didn't want to be looked at as like a sellout because I was doing Dancing with the Stars. But instead of like I said, shying away from it, I was like, you know, life's too short. Why not just go for it?
Exactly.
And I did.
Well, then you
I was scared shitless and I wasn't scared at all in leading up to the show.
Okay.
And then on the premiere night, I was scared shitless. I mean, worse than in my whole life.
I'm sure that's good. So it's good to challenge yourself and to try those new things.
Sure.
So
sure.
Get out of yourself. Well, who's going to judge you? Just radio people. They hate everyone who's not in radio. You think they're going to be like, you're selling out? Like, I guess I just moved to L.A. and I'm in the business, but I'm not in the business. But who's going to say, Mike, you sold out? You did that.
No, and I don't mean sold out.
Why can't you just be an entertainer and you're doing your thing and you might do Dancing with the Stars and you might do radio and you might send around pictures of big black cocks and you might come in with cum on your sleeve and you're everyone.
Yeah.
You have no filter and it's fine. You'll do anything. So who cares?
I can't
box in Mike Catherwood.
You can't. My shrink says that she said you're a perfect example of the modern man because you know you're all into MMA and motorcycles and stuff, but you do yoga and
you're the perfect man. Too bad you're married. Oh, you're married though, which is exciting.
It is. Yeah.
But we're going to talk about today. So why is Mike here on my Sex with Emily show? We talk a lot about sex and relationships.
Because I'm happy to be here. That's why.
I'm so glad you're here. It's fun. But I think that you can help. First of all, I have lots of listeners and they send tons of emails with questions. You're going to help me answer some questions today. Some emails from the listeners, they include, the topics are, okay, one woman has a very selfish boyfriend. He will not perform oral sex on her. Another one, a guy, he wants to last longer in bed. Imagine that.
Yeah.
A woman wants to get freaky in bed. She can't find other freaky guys. And so much more.
Well, okay.
And I want to say that when I saw you, though, I had to come into Loveline last night. And I saw you, Mike, and I said, you know, Will, I was really hoping because you are an expert in so many things. You give amazing advice every night. Well, let's talk about this.
Black cock.
Love and relationships. For sure, black cock. He is straight, but he has a fetish for black cock.
I love it.
We don't have time today to get into your black cock fetish.
I like cock in general, to be honest. Yeah. I prefer black and like for viewing.
You like looking at it.
Well, because typically they're bigger. That's, you know,
just
the way it goes. Yeah.
It might be a rumor, but no, I guess it is.
No, it's no stereotype.
It is true.
It's
no, you're right. In my experience, it has been that way too. So anyway, I want to tell you that Mike, I said to him last night, so I came in, I said, Mike, oh my God, will you be on? I'd love you to be on my show. I've got this new studio. We're recording here for Loveline. He's like, I'd love to. I said, great. Well, what do you want to talk about? And he didn't even like blink. He didn't even, he's like, anal sex. I'm like, okay, done. Too bad anal sex month just ended in August. But yes, we'll talk about anal sex. But then you said, I want to talk about the difference between promiscuity between men and women.
Yeah.
And you're probably just BSing me and like, hey, but it's interesting. That's what you brought up. Like you said, why can men be so promiscuous and women can't? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, essentially. No,
women are sluts and men are sluts.
Like it's not even like a slight difference. There's not even a thin line between men and women when it comes to promiscuity. It's like guys are like applauded. Guys are cheered on for being
Yeah, you banged 10 chicks this weekend. That's awesome, right?
And women are really kind of burnt at the stake for it, you know?
But don't you think it's more when you're younger, like in college? Do people still really care who you sleep with when you get older? I don't know.
I mean, I don't. And I'm not just saying
that.
You
don't judge.
I'm not just saying that because
I'm so
open-minded.
You wouldn't judge me for how many people I've slept
with. But I mean, I truly don't care. But I feel like I really am a little bit more sexually liberated than a lot of people, especially guys. Guys tend to get really rigid in how they view their female counterparts.
I agree. What do you mean by that? Like, what would you say your most men are like?
They're
probably listening right now.
Yeah, I'm not trashing guys. I'm just thinking,
a lot of my listeners
Most of the time when you encounter a guy, you know, 50 and under, he has a hard time wrapping his head around the fact that his wife or his girlfriend has had sex with anybody else ever.
Right.
In a perfect world, I think a lot of guys, you know, just in this small facet, not in all ways, but a lot of guys, you know, kind of embrace the like Al-Qaeda view of women and that they should only service them sexually and never another man ever. Clearly that's unrealistic, but you have a hard time believing. I know that I was that way when I was like 20.
That's what I was going to say, because a lot of our listeners are 20, 21.
Yeah.
And we hear them. They call in on Loveline all the time. They email me every day and they just don't know. At 20, you can't just say, well, you're 20, dude. But, like, they don't know. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to perform oral sex on a woman. They don't know how to please a woman. And that's, I think, what we're trying to do is educate them. But at 20, you didn't know either.
Yeah, and to
and
have
I'm assuming you know now.
To have men's backs, I do. I do. But it took a long time to get there.
Yeah. How can we, like, fast-track these guys?
Well, I don't know if you can. I mean, because
we're going to get some good sex tips
from women, where women get the shitty end of the stick when it comes to, like, their social views, how society views them with sexual partners and promiscuity, guys get the shitty end of the stick in coming of age sexually, because unless you're a gay guy, because straight men are dealt a really fucking confusing hand when it comes to trying to figure out women, because women are so different.
Right.
And like, biologically, women have so much going against them when it comes to enjoying sex. And it takes most women a long time to really understand their own body, to figure out how to orgasm, to figure out when they can and what part of their body they get pleasure from. Whereas guys, like, we're really easy. We're really, really easy. Like, a woman's sex for a woman is like a vintage Ferrari, you know,
and it's
beautiful and it's amazing to see and behold and be a part of. But it can break down just like that because the parts are so high performance. They're also very unique and very like handcrafted. A guy is like a 2013 Toyota Camry.
Right.
It's just
I know. We got you. The penis is there. We kind of
know what
to do. I know.
Like, we blow loads and you just go.
I know. So I feel that this show has helped, and we try to help on Loveline, so many people understand it. But I think it starts with the women. So many women aren't doing their work either. So I tell them all the time, like, you got to masturbate. Like, my best friend in college, every day for 30 days, she never had an orgasm. She took it in her own hands, literally. And she is now, still to this day, the most multi-orgasmic woman I know. Because she took that time. And women are just like, I can't have an orgasm. What's wrong with me? They think, you know, he's supposed to bring the orgasm to me. It's his fault. He needs to know. And I used to do that when I was younger. I'd blame the guy and think, why isn't he doing it? But I didn't know either.
Yeah.
So
we all need to take time
and figure out our own bodies.
That's great advice, is that women need to do the work beforehand.
I think they do.
The prep work. But at the same time, there's also a big facet
explain it to their partner.
Is that, yes. An 18 to 22-year-old woman needs to be open with their male lovers. They need to say, look, no, try this, not this.
Right.
And I think a lot of women assume that they're like going to hurt a guy's feelings. But
guys don't like directions.
Yeah, because I always thought I would just work harder.
Right.
When I was 19 and a girl wouldn't have an orgasm, I thought I'd just fuck her more.
Right, exactly. Pound her more like a jackhammer.
And ugh, in actuality, all I could have, you know, if I would have just taken my time and, you know, provided some oral or maybe incorporated a toy or something, and it would have been like that. It would have been just easy solution, but I had no idea. If a girl had just opened her mouth, now at my age now, I'll flat out be like, you like this? What can I do to make it better? But
But I think also a lot of young women think that if they act, if they speak up and they say what's going on with them, then they feel like the guy's going to judge them. Oh, you've had too much experience. How do you know your body? You know what I mean? They feel like they'll be seen as slutty if they give feedback.
Yeah, I mean, that's an assumption for me because I'm not a woman. And I hope that that's not the case. But let me speak for men out there. There's nothing better than getting, you know, direct advice on what makes you tick because – I a lot of times do look at women as very confusing, you know.
Yeah, we are. We're the Rubik's cube of life. Women's vaginas.
Yeah,
but then again, like we say, they're like snowflakes.
It's like a pubic cube. See,
a pubic cube. You're so good, Mike.
I try.
So, Mike, you are married now. We're gonna get into your sex life in a little bit, if that's cool.
Yeah.
But you don't care.
No.
But first, I want to know how are your balls doing?
My balls right now?
Just I gave you a present, and I just want to know.
They're dry.
Are they dry? Mm-hmm. Do you like your ball stuff? Okay.
I love it.
Okay, good.
Emily and Tony.
EmilyandTony.com. It's my new, it's called Down Under. It's a ball cream to a powder. A lot of men don't know.
That doesn't make any sense, hearing those words.
Okay, so explain to a guy.
It's a cream. It comes in a tube, it looks like suntan lotion or something.
Right.
You squeeze it out.
Looks like lotion.
And you rub
it
on your balls or anywhere that you're prone to sweating, and it turns to powder. It looks like you put baby powder on your balls, but you just rubbed a lotion. And it's awesome because I'm a very active guy and I get sweaty in that area, and it's taking care of me.
I know it's like it has a natural antiperspirant built in. It has a witch hazel and it has it's tapioca actually. Someone could eat it off you. It's fine. It's vegan and stay fresh and dry. Men don't realize
tapioca means it's gluten free.
Exactly, it is gluten free. And men think that they don't. It's kind of so you just stop sweating and you stay fresh. Men use talcum powder. It can be carcinogenic, and so everyone can check it out at EmilyandTony.com. If you love me, you support the show, you'll support Down Under.
And it's good. I vouch for it. I've used it.
I'm so I not glad. Only use it on my balls. The first person I gave it to.
I not only use it on my balls. I use it on my hips. When I grapple and do MMA because I wear a rash guard. It's it's almost like neoprene against my body underneath my gi or if I just go no gi. And it gets really sweaty and itchy in certain parts of my hips and my fupa, my spare tire. And then
you don't have a spare tire.
I rub it on there and it works.
Yeah, it stops sweating everywhere. Women can use it on their lower back, beneath their breasts. Anyway, I'm very proud of my new thing, I have to say. It took 2 years. We created it. We have candles and lubricant and it's awesome. So check it out.
And I left the candle. You gave me the candle, and I love it. And I left it in my car overnight.
Okay.
And I got back in my car and it smelled amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Coconut.
My whole car smelled like a Hawaiian vacation.
Exactly. It's the best. It's their massage candles, actually. Did you use it?
I didn't massage. I know. I did massage.
You massaged her?
I did not.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I would have sent you a picture if I did.
You would have sent me a picture.
Yeah, because I left it in my car to prepare for the thing.
You were going to bring on your romantic weekend.
We took my wife's car and I didn't even think about it.
Do it another time.
I know. I will.
I'm hurt, but that's okay. No, Mike. Okay, well, let's answer an email from the listeners.
All right.
I feel like you. We were just talking about this a little bit, but I think you could be very helpful here.
All right, I'll try.
Dear Emily, I recently discovered your show. I'm so glad I did. I've already learned so much, and I'm appreciative there's a resource like this out there. I'm 19. I've been sexually active for about 4 months with my current boyfriend, who is also my first serious relationship. Sometimes he's pretty selfish in bed. He wants me to give him blowjobs and handjobs all the time, have sex in all the positions he likes, and it's frustrating because he expects all give and no take. He used to love going down on me, fingering me, making out, and getting really turned on before we had sex. Now he expects me to be wet after one kiss and ready for sex, and I just can't be. I miss when the sex used to be really good and exciting. It's like we're an old married couple. I try talking to him about it. He's going to focus more on me, but he never really does. He never takes initiative. How can I get him to step up? Thank you. I love your show, Kendra. So she's 19. He was good for a few months. He probably performed oral sex on her for 60 seconds, and now he's just being selfish.
He's a baby.
19. How do we can't say that to every single, you're just young.
No. Well, I will say this, though.
I think he is being selfish, but he doesn't even know it.
Yes, he does.
She's telling him, but
yeah,
he's
he
not
does.
Conscious of the circumstances that she's going to stop giving him blowjobs if he doesn't start.
There's certain stuff you will write off and you will give a guy, you'll cut a guy some slack for the fact that he's 19. But if he started off giving her the full court press with going down on her and doing romantic stuff, and then now that he realizes he has her in his comfort zone, he stopped that shit. That's just he's a dick. He's just
so he really just is emotionally immature.
Yeah,
and he's
what she needs to do instead of tell him, she needs to let it be known how he's not a man. He's a that's baby shit. A real man.
Do you think she should be like, honey, you're a pussy. You haven't done this to me. I mean, like, really?
I mean, you know, maybe not those two.
Don't call him
pussy. you'd be surprised how, especially like, he probably thinks he's so cool because he can just get blowjobs without doing any work. And what she needs to do is like enlighten him to the fact that there's nothing less manly. Like
there's
being
no
selfish
such thing as a free blowjob.
Being selfish as a lover is the least masculine and the least. It's the least cool kind of Lothario thing to do. He probably thinks he's some cool playa and he can just come home from work or whatever he does
right.
and play Xbox and then get a blowjob. In actuality, the ability to like check off all things on a woman's menu before you even get concerned about yourself.
Right, like make sure that she is pleased, that she's had her orgasm, sure. that she's gotten there before you do.
And he'll be shocked. Because the more he starts to consistently do that without her needing to antagonize him to do it, then she'll be motivated out right. of the blue to just want to rock
his world.
Comes
around, goes around. Yeah. Exactly. So she and the thing that breaks my heart is that she says, I deserve some foreplay and some oral, don't I?
Yes.
Like she's doubting it. Like is something wrong?
Yes.
And so yes, you do deserve it, Kendra. We all deserve it. And if he's not the right guy, because I've been with men who don't like the vagina. Just some men, they don't. Like, they like me. They want to have sex with my vagina. But they don't want to, like, know it and get in there and get interested in the vagina. So I feel like – and I actually had a conversation with this guy that I was dating. It was, like, a year and a half. And I was like, what's the deal? He's like, I don't really like it.
Yeah, that's
and I'm like, I don't really like you.
Yeah.
And then I ended it.
Yeah, listen.
Because I love oral. Like, I need oral sex.
You're not – like
– But some women might
guys,
not.
Guys –
He'll make someone a perfect husband someday or something.
Guys will totally leave a relationship if they're not getting their needs met sexually. I feel like a lot of young women, especially, they won't. They'll stay. He's a really nice guy. Maybe I can find. Like, look, that's a
they're
big.
Not sure they
that's
deserve
a very,
it.
Very important part of a successful relationship.
It really is.
And if you feel like someone, especially if you've made it known that you want this in the bedroom, and this guy can't step up to the plate just because he flat out doesn't want to, you are under every right, in my opinion, to just end the relationship.
Yeah, end it. I mean, I think you got to have the real. Obviously, what she's saying isn't working, but I think that you both deserve it, and you have to start communicating about
if
your sex
life. And I'm not saying tit for tat. I never would advocate like fighting fire with fire, but for a 19-year-old girl with a 19-year-old boyfriend. The best way to get him to snap into action is infer that you can get it somewhere else.
Really?
19-year-old
boy,
19-year-old boys are so territorial about their ladies.
Right.
So if you just be like, believe me, Bobby, you know who I work with over there at In-N-Out Burger, he'll go down on me in 1 second. We've kind of had that conversation maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
Just, let that bomb drop.
But don't you think a lot of it is that guys don't actually know what to do once they get down there?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually had a relationship when I was 19 where a girl flat out said, she's like, you're just too aggressive when you go down there.
Mm-hmm. Because you were probably so excited. You're like,
yeah,
I'm doing it. And
I also thought it was kind of like treat a clitoris like a penis.
Right.
And that's not.
Ouch. Right. That just hurt my clitoris right,
right.
now.
And now looking back on it, you know, I probably was totally not.
Right, because you don't know. So Mike, fast forward a few years. You're no longer a 19, 20-year-old man.
Yeah.
If you had to give your top oral sex tips, your top three oral sex tips for performing oral sex on a woman, what would they be? In all the vaginas that I'm assuming from what I know, you've probably come across many.
Yeah.
And probably brought many pleasure.
Yeah.
What's your top tips?
I would say always start off softer than you think you need to, and gradually work yourself up to a level of aggressiveness to the point where you feel like a woman's there, as opposed to starting off hard and working backwards. Start off absolutely as gently as possible. I mean, almost like you're whispering on a clitoris.
Oh, so true.
And then you gauge as you slowly, gradually increase pressure like I said, almost, I don't want to say aggressiveness is a bad word. The more pressure you apply,
right.
slowly add, feel it out in the woman and try to sense what her threshold of, because some women do like it aggressive, but
usually they want it. I
right.
always say start 5 times slower than you think you need to.
There's nothing wrong with starting too slow. There's
right.
a big problem with starting too hard.
Yeah, we're not even there yet. We're like, what are you doing? Right. You're down there. I'm not even ready. I didn't even know this was happening. Like, you got to ease into it.
Because a guy will get frustrated if a woman doesn't get down to business on his penis.
So you don't want us to tease you?
I prefer not. So if you're going to blow me, I'd love you to blow me.
Just go right to the... Yeah. Not even like the nibbling through the underwear, like slowly unzip your pants. Like, you just want the blowjob. You just want your dick in someone's mouth right away.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm teasing. Okay, but I mean, women,
don't get me wrong.
Opposite.
Some bit of tension.
Right.
You know, you
like
feel the penis.
Like 50
feel
seconds.
Feel the penis through right. the pants, and then you undo my pants. Like, that alone is arousing enough to a guy.
Right. But you don't need to do a whole song and dance.
You're no kid. You know. It's like... Most of the time when you feel like there's the possibility of going to bed with a guy, he's already hard for like 20 minutes before you even get his pants off.
Right.
So it's different than a woman where you really kind of
like
do
need
to get the
system
going.
Exactly.
You know?
But for guys, I'm just saying, because we always talk about teasing, tease your partner. And some men do like to be teased, but typically.
I honestly think that if teasing a man and working slowly towards him is great when you're married for some time. You know, it really is. Or you've been in a relationship where you've had
sex. Because why? You're no longer. Tell me about that.
You got it because. Guys, and this is a terrible thing to say, but it's 100% true, is that guys get very desensitized to having sex with the same person. We're so turned on by the idea of variety.
Right.
That's not to say that guys aren't meant to be monogamous. I really do think that we are, and that you learn to love the idea of having sex with one person.
Right.
But because of instinctively we want to bang every woman we come across, and we do kind of get bored with having sex with the same girl, there's a lot of value in varying things up. So, you know, after you've had sex with the same guy 50 times, then you can start working your way down with slow kisses to his penis and nibbling off his underwear, or, you know, blindfolding him when you kiss his area around his penis before. Those things are great when you're in a long-term relationship.
Okay.
When you're like date number three and you're thinking about this first time sleeping with this guy,
right.
Go like a scud missile right into his cock.
Go like a scud missile, exactly. Yeah. So you think that's interesting, because I believe that there's a lot of men who feel exactly the same way you do. They think, you know, I don't think we're meant to be monogamous. I want to bang every chick I see. You know, and then there's guys who are like, you know what? I'm okay with it. Like, I kind of feel that way, but I'm in love. I would never cheat. And they don't even like go there. Or do you think that those men are just... Like, you're just saying
they don't know.
The majority-
they don't know what they're getting themselves into. Those are the guys who get married at 22, and they're like, "You don't." And I believe them. They're definitely super in love with their fiance, soon to be woman, and they're like, "I've only banged one other girl, and I'm fine with that." Yeah, call me at 28
after
6 years of that shit. Because I'm not saying that everybody should be reckless sexually. But there is a tremendous amount of currency to just getting that shit out of your system.
Right.
I'm 34 now.
Right.
And my take sexually on my wife now, as opposed to my first wife when I got married at 24, is totally different. Because, like, look, I've had threesomes and I've banged a lot of girls. And I'm not trying to be braggadocious, but that's
right.
I've been around the block and I got that shit out of my system. And now the value of, like, really developing intimacy with my wife – through sex is so much better than the titillating feeling of the new vagina and the new.
So you don't. So you those feelings, those cravings for new vagina is gone now.
They're not gone, but I mean, I'm still alive. I
right.
still see girls on the internet, or I especially in
yes,
this business,
do.
I get a chance to meet remarkably beautiful women. Of course, I'm like, fuck, I'd really like to have sex with
but
her.
But
it's a mild feeling, much like if you're on a diet and you see a piece of pizza, you want to eat that pizza, but now I somehow have a different level of willpower to stay on my diet as opposed to when I was 24. If that makes
analogy. Yeah, and it's a choice that you make.
I'm always going to be, you know. I'm always going to be a guy. The analogy I always like to say is, like, I love my car. I have a 66 GTO. I love it. It's a muscle car I've always dreamed of. I have no desire to buy another car. I could live in that car because I love it so much. But does that mean when a 69 Charger drives by, my head doesn't whip around and I go, fuck, that's a nice car? Of course not. I still admire other cars and I still get a great passionate feeling when I see a muscle car that I love. Doesn't mean that I don't prefer mine.
Right.
That's the way guys are. And I think that when a guy meets all of a woman's needs, emotionally, physically, he's there for her in every regard. Women can, like, just write off other men. Like, it's just like there's no other men in the world. You know, they may have other
men. Do
men
like that exist?
Yeah, I think
so.
Oh,
they fill all your needs?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I hope I'm that way for my wife.
Right. No, I'm sure
but
that
I
you
don't,
do.
I don't
think
in
it's
any
realistic
way
to think that there's one person that's going to fill all your needs.
No.
Not, I mean, maybe sexually, yes, but I'm saying in other ways. Like, I think people think that this perfect person we have to find that's going to fill all these needs.
No, but I also think that
you fill enough of her. The
your
right
partner,
needs.
Your partner is like a great rock song. it's perfect in its imperfection.
Right.
You know, there's never going to be actual perfection. You just find the perfect person for you who's alarmingly imperfect, just like we all are. You know, that's the key. I mean, for me, it's like, I of course, I feel like my wife wants to bang other guys. I feel like my wife finds—
Do you guys talk about it?
My wife finds other men attractive.
A lot of women say that they don't feel that after they get married. Like, I don't crave it. I don't want it. I want it to be with my guy.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe my wife really would just like to be with me, but I'd be dumb or naive to assume that she doesn't find other men
attractive. But she's not going to
have physical urges to be with those guys. But right. I do feel like I meet a lot more, like I scratch that itch a lot more in my wife than she does to me. Not to say that I'm not fully satisfied with my wife. It's just that's the way guys are. Like I just, you know, sometimes I get overwhelmed by like how many beautiful women there are in the world, but I don't have like any real visceral urge to be with them.
And you're,
I just
married, you're married to a beautiful woman.
Sure.
Actress.
Yeah. No, my wife's gorgeous.
Right. But it doesn't, you know, you still, you know, and you surf porn. You like porn.
I love porn.
Yeah. Right.
Love porn.
And she's cool with that. We get so many calls too, you know, and yeah. people email about the problems they have. Do you guys ever talk about it? Does she ever want to know, like, what do you watch? Like, how yeah. do couples deal with the porn situation?
So many
people are like, he watches porn. It means he doesn't love me. Does it mean our sex is bad? I thought I was the best in his life, and now he's like in the basement.
It has nothing to do with that, though.
Right. That's what we got to explain to men.
My wife is without question the best lover I've ever had. But I still beat off to porn all the time.
Right. Probably because of that.
Yeah.
Right. She gets inspired.
No, that's a great point. That's great insight for you to have, because I don't know if all men are like this, but I certainly feel like my sex drive is higher when I'm having more sex.
Right. I take it as a compliment. He's like, we had amazing sex last night, and I masturbated today. I'm like, awesome.
I feel more inspired. Right. I do. I feel like more of a man. There was a span after my first wife left me where, like, the tail end of before our separation, we didn't have any sex. It was, like, probably 8 months. No sex. Then she left, and there was another, like, year and a half where I didn't have any sex.
Wow.
So I went almost 2 years in my mid-20s without any sex. And I probably didn't beat off half as much as I do now, where I have sex whenever I want.
Right. Exactly. Because now when you're having great sex, like, you want more because you have the
taste
of it.
And I feel like more of a man. I do. I feel like more.
Okay. I have a question. You just said that you are having the best sex of your life now.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me what that – is it because of the intimacy, or is there like any – like anything in particular that makes you think that?
There's a certain spontaneity to a great sex, in my opinion, you know, where it's not formulaic. And I feel like it's easy to fall into that rut, especially for guys, because you want to work hard to please your woman. So you find one or two things that really pleases her. So you just want to go right to those.
Right.
But I think it's hard to – it's important to kind of keep everyone guessing. You can always get to the things that you know are going to work.
Right.
But just change the order.
So you guys are always changing things up.
Yeah. And my wife and I are very open communication-wise when it comes to sex. I mean, I'm very inquisitive about what she wants and how I can better please her and – what I'm doing that isn't working, you know.
What kind of feedback have you gotten that it wasn't working?
As of right now, I'm still doing well.
Yeah, you're getting A's. Okay, yeah. That's good. What would you say is the?
My wife has made it very clear that she doesn't like it when I go long periods of time without initiating sex. She feels much more desired, and she feels much hotter as a woman when I initiate it, when I get a little bit more because I work very hard to not be kind of brutish in you know, coming home and demanding sex.
Right.
But she says every once in a while, it's very good. It's very good for you to kind of come home and be like, woman, I don't care what you're doing. But, right. It's time to go to the bedroom.
We want to be taken.
Yeah.
And sometimes guys want to be taken.
Yeah. And she has expressed to me that it's not appealing to her that if I'm very passive and I don't initiate sex. I've worked on it.
Does she initiate sex a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so she feels like – was she feeling like she was initiating more than you?
Yes.
That's interesting.
And she was. She was, because I was making a conscious effort to not be kind of a domineering husband. I thought I was doing the right thing. I was trying to be – I didn't want to paint her into any corners to do have sex when she didn't want it or to be – and I think that was residual from past relationships.
Right.
Whereas now she said, no, certainly I like you being open-minded and not trying to be brutish, but at the same time, you need to frequently and periodically take control and demand sex, because that makes me feel desired.
I think that's amazing that you had that conversation, because so many couples would not know first of all, they would never have that conversation. Years would go by. She'd be so upset, like, you know, that her husband wasn't initiating sex, and that she felt she. And then they would never. It's like, you know, most couples don't have those conversations.
Yeah, and
it's amazing. I want to give you like a medal right now.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I'm
going to give you a vibrator later for her.
I mean, I'm very lucky. My wife is great in many regards. Not only is she, but she is that type of woman who would have that conversation with me. And I got to be honest, I wouldn't be receptive to that. I would be very hurt or, you know, 10 years ago if a significant other had
that's interesting. So the young guys listening, you know, 10 years ago, so when you were like 21,
yeah.
22.
And I don't want it to sound condescending when I say, well, 21-year-old guys can't handle that. I was that way too.
Right.
I'm not trying to paint a picture that I wasn't involved in as well. I was just that same guy when I was 20, you know, 20, 21. But you do kind of grow and you start to become interested in other people's needs as opposed to just your own. You live in a very sheltered, very selfish world when you're younger.
And sex is so new and exciting at that age. You're like, I just want to have it. I'm having it. You're thinking about it. You're preoccupied with it. And you're not really thinking about other techniques. You're like, it's in and out. It's in and out. And then porn, too. So many kids today, that's how they're learning about sex. That's all they see.
Yeah.
And then they're like, accessible. She wants to be banged that way. It's like, no, that doesn't even work. It's not even hitting her clitoris. It's like miles away from her clitoris, what you're doing right now.
It's not.
You can't learn from porn, technically.
It's tough. I said learning to have sex by watching porn is like learning to box by watching Rocky. It's a terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea. But
it's entertainment. And James, we've had great adult stars on Loveline many times. They said, this is not how you should have sex in life. I'm an entertainer.
Right.
Sure, I'm fucking someone. But I mean, I'm fucking someone for the sake of your entertainment, not for the sake of having great sex.
Exactly.
You know?
So it's not like technically a great place to learn. So what would you say in your experience of sleeping with women, what would you say has been the best position for women to have orgasms?
Best position?
Yeah. Is there any position that you found that women were like, oh,
outside of oral sex for cunnilingus?
Yes, like during intercourse. Yeah, outside of cunnilingus.
Because I think that's definitely number one.
That's like, yeah, that's the sure thing.
I would say doggy style or her lying on her stomach with, you know, so something from behind with the woman also simultaneously applying pressure to her own clitoris.
Yes.
With like a hand or
a vibrator.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll use my own hand, like do a little reach around style.
Right. And lots of lube is good too.
Yeah.
How do you feel about lubricant?
I think that I love it. Yeah. I mean, if it's necessary. Yeah.
It's not. See, this is the thing. I think that lube doesn't have to be a necessary thing. I think a lot of it enhances sex for women.
I think that also to those, that guy you got an email about premature ejaculation.
Yes, I do.
Extra lube has been incredible for me too, because I suffered from premature ejaculation.
Okay, let's
for
talk
a long time.
About that. Tell me, how did you get over it?
A lot of help. A lot of help. For a long time, I thought about stuff that made me sexually unaroused. Like I thought about this pile of trash in New York City with rats coming out of it.
Exactly.
Because it disgusted me.
Right.
And everybody has that old cliche idea of thinking about baseball or your grandma or something.
Right.
That's a bad idea because then you're associating sex with something negative.
Exactly.
To be honest, the best solution for me was to just pop off quickly a couple times with each lover. And let that be open. Be like, I'm just so turned on by you. Because that's the truth.
For a lot of guys, yes.
I mean, that was
so
for me.
On.
It was
yeah.
just like, I just get so worked up. Like, I can't last. But another big solution for me is like, I always was ready for round two.
Oh, wait. Okay, right. You know? When you're younger, that's what happens.
Even
like,
now,
you're
34
even now?
Years old, I still go round two ready.
Oh, my God. I have to give you some promessa.
Here's the thing. I'm not ready for round two. Like, I can just stick it back in right after I blow a load. But what you do is like, you do a little foreplay on the woman. Maybe she has an orgasm. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe it's just getting her going. Then you have sex vaginally, or she gives you oral, and you achieve orgasm.
Right.
So you say, I'm sorry it happened so quickly, but I'm just so into you. No need to fill with any more words.
No.
Go right back down to going down on her.
Exactly.
That you gives you 15 minutes, 10 minutes of making sure you work on her body. While that's happening, you're building that boner back up.
Exactly.
Boom. Go for round two.
I think that what happens is so many men don't even go for the round two because they're humiliated, mortified, and humiliated. They're humiliated. They think, God, she's not going to want to be with me. She's going to think no, we think that you thought we were really hot. You couldn't help it. And now just please us. We're fine. We're not as tripped up on it. And the men who get super tripped up on it are the ones who can't even think of round two because they're like,
right. If you own it, I'm telling you, if you own it, premature ejaculation, even with a brand new partner, I've had it. For 5 years, like right after my divorce and like especially during the Dancing with the Stars era where I was having sex with a new girl.
Were you banging new chicks all the time because you were on TV?
It was It was like,
tell me, did you have like fans? Did you have like groupies?
Yeah, I mean, that mostly though it was girls that I worked with.
Oh, you slept with the other dancers on the stars? The mm-hmm. dancer, who? Anyone famous?
Well, I feel bad for them.
Oh, whatever, we won't tell.
No, I just, I'm
kidding. Feel bad for them. They loved you. Look how cute you are. Mike Catherwood, everyone. You have to check him out. Google him.
A lot of girls that worked on the show, whether they were in front of the camera or behind it.
Oh, producers. PAs.
There was
PAs with the headsets?
And then also just
like little 24 PAs. They just moved there to LA. Oh,
yes,
cute.
And maybe makeup girls.
Makeup girls. Oh, my God. A lot of my guy friends
wardrobe.
Love the makeup girls.
Yeah. That's a little tip for those of you listening in other parts of the country. I mean this. And I mean the hottest women in Hollywood work behind the scenes. Most of the makeup and wardrobe girls in Hollywood are fucking ridiculously hot. People
so hot.
Who do makeup and hair and cosmetic on every show, even like news shows like Dr. Drew's HLN. Like you walk backstage, you're like, whoa, what is going on? And I mean, like,
what do you think
model
that's about?
Level. I mean, I think it's just the business attracts.
Yeah, and everyone in LA is so hot. Yeah. I just moved here from San Francisco. I'm like, oh my God, everyone's so hot.
It really is. It's not a stereotype.
It's weird.
It's crazy.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, like, it's crazy. Like every single place you go, he's hot, she's hot. It's like you don't.
You
even
go to different parts of the, and don't get me wrong. There's parts of the country where there's insane levels of really good. Like you know, there's parts where you might not even assume, like parts of Texas and like South Carolina. South Carolina on the coast has ridiculously hot people, men and women, and parts of like out in the Atlanta area, just ridiculous, you know, Dallas and Austin. But it's just, they really do, because like beautiful people flock to LA,
right? They
like
do.
Beautiful people from all over come to the.
It's annoying.
So it's crazy.
It is crazy. But going back to premature ejaculation, we just got to sum this up because this email was from Kyle. I'm not married, but feel I'm having a problem with premature ejaculation. What should I do for it? So I think you gave some great examples. Pre-gaming,
pull out,
is
pull out and own it and just be like, there it is, there's my load, and just be and I did it two or three times, and then next thing you know, it just stopped happening. It just, you know what I'm saying, like I just was so much more in control of it because I didn't allow
you
that
owned it.
I didn't allow the premature ejaculation to own me. I owned it,
and a lot of it can be psychological, but there are some things you can try. It's the only FDA approved treatment for premature ejaculation and lasting longer. It's Promescent. Go to sexfamily.com, click on Promess, and you can check it out. It's a spray for your penis.
Is that the desensitization stuff?
It's desensitizing.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
And it makes you stay harder, and you can have sex with her. She doesn't get desensitized. It doesn't rub off inside her. And it lasts, and it's like it's the only FDA-approved one, the spray, and it'll help you last longer. Guys love it. I don't have a penis. I wish I did. I would try it. But anyway, that's what they should do.
And it's great because it's a lot better than cocaine. Which I oftentimes would rub
cocaine
on my penis.
Also, right, you'd rub that in your penis. Yeah. You've rubbed it everywhere, right?
Yeah, well, it really will desensitize your wiener.
Oh, good to know.
But the problem is that
all my drug addict listeners.
That will rub off into
Anderson,
a world.
Anderson, is that what you do?
No, I was saying that we're wrapping it up, right?
Oh, we're wrapping it off.
But Anderson, no, there is a great song by Ween called Put the Coke on My Dick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love sending this message to my listeners.
It,
they're all going to become drug addicts now.
It gives women limp.
Yeah, don't stick coke inside of a woman's vagina.
You know what would be awesome is if you could train your penis to somehow sniff. And then you could have it on there and be snorting it through your wiener.
If my penis could sniff coke, I might fall off the wagon.
Hey, what if dicks could yell? That'd make like sexual harassment.
I think they do.
That's my autobiography.
What if my dick could yell? Yeah. If my dick could talk would be a good one too. Okay, Mike Catherwood, where can everyone find you?
At Mike Catherwood on Twitter.
That's a C.
Yes.
That's why everyone knows how to spell it.
At Mike Catherwood. Catherwood. It's
and then
phonetic.
Also Mike and Drew podcast at Podcast One. They can find it.
Yes.
And everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Sex with Emily. And thanks everyone for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Thank you, Emily.
Thank you, Mike. Hi, I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. What if giving oral sex tasted like strawberries or chocolate? Mask makes these delicious strips like a breath strip, only better. They make oral sex taste like chocolate, strawberry, watermelon, or mango. Make sex more pleasurable for you and your partner by going to sexualflavors.com.